So now there's a slightly interesting deviation taken by Bhagwan, where he tells us that there are two paths to me. One is, of course, the path of the selfish, which we will just talk very briefly. But even the people who are good and who are going for the highest goal, Bhagwan Sri Krishna says there are two paths, and I'll talk about them. So, verse number 23. Yatra kale tvana vrittim.
Yatra kale tvana vrittim.
Avrittim chaiva yoginah.
Avrittim chaiva yoginah.
Prayata yanti tam kalam.
Prayata yanti tam kalam.
Vakshyami Bharatarshabha.
Vakshyami Bharatarshabha.
Together. Yatra kale tvana vrittim. Avrittim chaiva yoginah. Prayata yanti tam kalam. Vakshyami Bharatarshabha. So, yatra kale means at what time, and kala also means the path. So, which path and at which time? To anavrittim. Anavrittim means not returning, and avrittim means returning. So, which path is that by which once you go, you will return back to this world? Or there's another path by which anavrittim, which you will not return. Who? Yoginaha. Yoginaha. So here Bhagwan says they are both yogis. Those who are seeking me, yuj means to unite, who want to become one with me, but they might choose two different paths. And this particular section is from the Upanishads and has been described in much detail in the Upanishads, these two different paths of spiritual progress. So yoginaha, prayata, having departed yanti, having departed that kalam, that time, that path, vakshyami. Vakshyami is the future tense. Vakshyami, I will tell you, Bharatarshabha, O best among the Bharata family. Arjuna, who is the best among the Bharata family, I will tell you there are two paths. And this was at the Vedic time. So there are the two paths are given based on the yogic Vedic principles, but also are applicable right now. So what are the two paths? So one is the path of rituals, what we call as the path of karma. And in the olden days, people did lot of rituals, you know, certain prayers were done, certain offerings to the gods and so on, so that they may go to heaven. And the idea was that the certain karmas were guaranteed to take you to heaven. And that was called the path of the moon, where I worship the divine forces, also called the dark path. We'll talk about in more detail today. So this path of the moon, also called the dark path, was supposed to take us to heaven. And once you go to heaven, having exhausted these karmas, whatever good karmas you have done, it could be rituals, or in the modern age, it could be good deeds. You know, you have done charity, you have helped people, you have, you know, done some unselfish work, but not with the idea that, oh, I help him regardless of what, but with the idea that by doing these good karmas, I will acquire a lot of merits and I will go to heaven. So the goal of good karmas is heaven, is enjoyment in future life. May I have a good life? May I be happy? May I not go to hell? May I not suffer? So that is one path, and that is called the path of the moon or the dark path. The second is called the path of the sun. We'll talk in detail about both paths today. This takes us to Brahma Loka, where you not only do rituals, but you do upasana. You do prayers, but to who? To the Saguna Brahma, the formful Lord. So Lord in a form, it could be Sri Krishna or Lord Shiva, Mother Saraswati, Jesus. So a form of the Lord is worshipped. So it's called Saguna Upasana. Saguna Upasana is done and good karmas have to be done. So good karmas are the basis, because while I am working in the world, my job should be to work unselfishly, dedicate my activities to Lord, and without doership, without I and my, that I am doing it or I am somebody better. Even when I give somebody, it should be the idea that this person is doing me a favor by reducing my karmic debt. So not with the idea that I am superior, but with the idea that I'm grateful to this person for this opportunity to help. So even when I help somebody, I should do it with gratitude. So then such people go to Brahmaloka. And Brahmaloka is the highest of the heavens. And it is said there, we had taught last week also, Brahmaji himself, the creator himself, is the teacher. And he will teach you, teach us. And then once we have reached Brahmaloka, then again there are two paths in Brahmaloka. There are some people who say, it's okay, I've reached Brahmaloka, I will enjoy here for 4 million years, you know, after the one whole cycle is ended, and then I'll go back to the world. I want to enjoy some more. But then there are the majority of them, once they have reached there, they already have that wisdom that we are done with birth and death. And then Brahmaji himself teaches, and he also teaches in Sanskrit. So that's why we should all start studying Sanskrit. Actually, I'm planning, after I retire next year, we'll do Sanskrit classes in the mission. Hopefully we can do them live. But the idea is that, you know, some, not that, you know, by then, if you have that evolved, Sanskrit will automatically come to you or you will be taught. But the point is that studying Sanskrit gives us the ability to enjoy the scriptures as it is. Yes, Gurudev has done a very good translation, but when we chant, like, you know, Om Sahana Vatu or whatever, but if we know the meaning, then the chanting is better. So that's what happens. Brahmaji teaches in Sanskrit, and then such an individual, when this whole cycle ends, and when Brahmaji's day ends, when Brahmaji goes into Laya, then the individual who has become one with Brahmaji in Brahmaloka ends his or her birth and death. And as we have said, these great souls, while they are reaching enlightenment, they serve a lot of people. Like Swami Ishwaranandaji, you may say, well, you know, look at him, you know, he's on this path to enlightenment, I'm sure he has reached, but how many thousands of people are benefiting, you know, right? We see here in Bakersfield, in LA. Before Swamiji came, LA was a small little center. Now there is more than 1,200 students. There's thousands of, you know, people, adults studying Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda. Look at Swami Tejomayananji. Those of you who have been listening to his talks, there are 6,000 people who listen every day to his talks on Kathopanishad. And now he has finished any of these great Mahatmas. You look at Sarvapriyananda, you look at all of them. When they speak, so many people are benefited by that. So that's why enlightenment is not only personal growth, but everybody along with them grows. So moon is also called as the sense objects, is the god of sense objects. So when they say path of moon, what it means is this individual wants to enjoy sense objects in heaven. Maybe wants to enjoy here, but more goal is in heaven. So that's why the path of moon is said to be the path of sense objects, sense enjoyment. And the path of sun is said to be the path of knowledge. So Bhagwan says, I will tell you the two paths.